USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Virginia school district where a six-year-old shot his teacher appears to have a history of gun violence. NBC reporting on what authorities say transpired before the shooting.
Police allege the boy intentionally fired a handgun in class, shooting his first grade teacher following an altercation. The teacher, identified by her alma mater as Abby Zwerner.
That's Aaron McLaughlin. The Newport News public school system has seen multiple school shootings in less than a year and a half. Many parents say the district's response to gun violence has been insufficient. The new House Minority Leader is celebrating history.
It has never been done before until now. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries makes history as the first black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress. He tells NBC's Meet the Press he's proud of that fact.
I look forward to doing the best possible job to staying focused to getting things done. But I do think that it is another data point on the journey in America, which is we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Jeffries received all of his party's 212 votes in a late-nighter that wrapped up early Saturday. He will lead the House Democratic minority for the next 2 years, taking over for Nancy Pelosi. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is not fazed by the newly minted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's threat of an impeachment inquiry. Appearing on ABC's This Week, he stated that he has no intention of resigning and is prepared for any investigation brought against him by the GOP. McCarthy's threat stems from Mayorkas' handling of the U.S.-Mexico border, President Biden visiting there today. More than 500,000 people in California were without power this morning, as the state braces for more severe weather. Forecasters say another storm system will bring in heavy rain, high winds, and flooding to coastal areas. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration is sending another round of military assistance to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced the more than $3 billion military aid package. It includes dozens of Bradley fighting vehicles and other armed personnel carriers to help Ukraine fight the Russian invasion. A new survey concludes the economy in the USA's heartland is in for a rough year.
The not-so-great news comes from Creighton University's Mid-America Business Conditions Index survey.
The economy is very likely to slow down significantly in the first half of 2023 and certainly the second half of 2023.
Creighton economist Ernie Goss says they talked to employers in 9 states across the Midwest.
When we ask about applicants for job openings in the company, 63% reported a shortage of applicants for any job openings they had.
And Goss says about 60% of the supply managers surveyed expect a recession in 2023. I'm Richard Johnson.
The TSA is telling air travelers not to bring snakes on a plane. Screeners at Tampa International Airport recently discovered a 4-foot-long boa constrictor stuffed inside a passenger's luggage. American Airlines is about to end all service out of Long Beach Airport. An announcement said the air carrier will cease operations out of the Long Beach terminal on February 28th. The airline says the route is not meeting financial performance expectations. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.